Well, Philip Semper, PF, these urgent care. Today's date is 08/11/2025. Your patient is for Christy McCrory. McCrory spells McCrory. Christy spells Kristie. Date of birth is 10/17/1979. This is a 45-year-old female. Here to establish care period. Patient stated that she is on Suboxone and could not get into her provider because the clinic is no longer providing the service that she needs, period. Says she's here to establish care for opioid use disorder, hypertension, peripheral edema, period. The next paragraph. Patient indicated she started taking Suboxone approximately 6 to 7 years ago after she had had multiple surgeries, which include hysterectomy, foot surgery in her ear, and stated that after these procedures she was placed on opioids for which she became addicted. And said from then on she says she started Suboxone and has been on Suboxone since, period. She stated that she used her last pill, your last trip yesterday, and would like to have to continue, and is requesting a new prescription for a trip today, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, opioid use disorder, hypertension, peripheral edema, hypokalemia, next paragraph, past surgical history, multiple PE tubes, bilateral ear, hysterectomy, tubal ligation, appendicitis. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes, next line hypertension, next line asthma, next line seizures. Next paragraph, medication, Suboxone, Lasix, next line potassium. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of tumor. Blood pressure is 158 over 93. Pulse 108. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.5. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph, abdomen, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, correction, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no guarding, period. No rigidity period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bullae period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 is obesity, number 4 is hypokalemia, number 5 is peripheral edema. Next paragraph, today we did the following tests, the clinic, CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and the vitamin D. Next line, ultrasound was done to establish baselines of patients' organs status, circulatory status. Ultrasound was unremarkable except for a small non-obstructing stone in the left kidney. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medications, Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She will take 1 1/4 films SL daily for 30 days, number 38. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about the program. We talked about the need for being present for every scheduled appointment. Next line, to appraise us ahead of time of any outside medication, particularly controlled substances. She was strongly encouraged not to use any medication, especially controlled substances, that is not prescribed for her. This includes medical marijuana and all other controlled substances. Patient says she understands and will comply. And she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.